Chapter 4. A Pen Too Sharp for Comfort. Thomas Paine's later life was full of argument. In one sense, that is exactly what anyone should expect. A man who attacked monarchy in one country, pushed democratic reform in another, defended the French Revolution, and criticized religion in public was never likely to become a comfortable elder statesman. Paine went on writing after the American Revolution, especially in Rights of Man and The Age of Reason. He also quarreled bitterly with George Washington and many former admirers. That matters because it keeps us from turning him into a simple patriotic mascot. He was not a mascot. He was a radical writer whose loyalty was less to personal friendships than to principles as he understood them. This made him admirable and exhausting. His reputation sank in later years. He returned to the United States in 1802 at Jefferson's invitation, but he no longer stood at the center of public affection. He died in 1809 with far less honor than someone of his influence might seem to deserve. Still, his place in revolutionary history remains secure. He proved that pamphlets could matter like weapons. He argued independence before it was safe to do so. He helped keep morale alive when the war looked close to breaking. And he wrote in a language broad enough to reach readers who would never have opened a learned political treatise. That last point may be his greatest gift. A revolution that speaks only to educated elites stays narrow. Paine widened the audience. He made grand political ideas sound like matters that belonged to ordinary people, because he believed they did. He also left a warning. The same kind of mind that helps break a stale political system may not fit easily into the calmer, compromise-heavy world that follows. Founding a nation and living inside one are different tasks. Thomas Paine was better at the first than the second. But when the revolution needed words that could march, he wrote them.